You know, I get that every day at VBS. Makes Sunday mornings a little disappointing for the rest of you. So I'm looking forward to a little more high fives and Pastor Shane's on Sunday mornings. So here's what we're going to do, guys. You guys spent a whole week learning about what it means for Jesus to be the light of the world, but your parents and grandparents didn't hear all the stuff you did. So I'm going to take 5 minutes and teach them why Jesus is the light of the world. But you guys have to help me, okay? Because you know the answers to all these questions. So as I talk, you're going to help tell some of the answers to your parents. So pay close attention, okay? So we just heard their theme verse for the week. And what we know about the Bible is that there's no verse that just stands by itself. All the verses in the Bible have other verses around them. All the verses in the Bible are always part of a bigger story. And we call that the context of the verse. And so when we hear something like Jesus is the light of the world, which you guys heard a whole bunch this week, then you have to ask the question, what does that mean? What does it mean that Jesus is the light of the world? Well, the kids got to spend all week learning all the reasons that Jesus is the light of the world. So we're going to share those with you right now. Now, what, guys, what was the theme verse? Where did it come from? John 8:12, right. So if we open our Bible to John 8, and parents, if you want to open your Bibles, parents and grandparents, I'm going to stay in the book of John so you don't have to flip all over the place this morning. I know sometimes we go all over the place. Today, I just want to show you some stuff in the book of John. And so John 8:12 says what, guys? Can you say it again? And Jesus said, awesome. Now here's, yeah, you can give him another hand. Here's what the next verse says. Jesus now explains what that means. He explains what he was talking about. Verse 13 says, the Pharisee said to him, you're testifying about yourself. Your testimony is not valid. So now Jesus explains what he's talking about. He says, even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true because I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you don't know where I came from or where I'm going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. And if I do judge, my judgment is true because it's not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am the one who testifies about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me. Then they asked him, they asked Jesus, where is your Father? Jesus said, you know neither me nor my Father. But if you knew me, you would also know my Father. Here's what I want to show you, what Jesus teaches us in here. He teaches us the authority of the light, the purpose of the light, the witness of the light, and the importance of the light. He explains what it is that he is the light. So the first thing he says in verse 14, he says, even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true because I know where I came from and I know where I'm going. But you don't know where I came from or where I'm going. So Jesus is basically saying, the only testimony that you need is my testimony because I have all authority. At the beginning of the book of John, now here's something really cool. At the beginning of the book of John, it tells us this really neat thing. In verse 1, chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So what is this Word? He was with God in the beginning, and all things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. So this Word is God, and this Word created everything. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. So who was the light that shined in the darkness? Jesus, that's right. You guys talked about that this week. Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness. And in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observe the glory. The glory is the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Who's the one and only Son of God? Jesus, right. So Jesus is saying there, I have authority because I am God. I came from God. I was the one who created everything. And then he tells us the purpose of why he came. Jesus says, here's why I came. He says, you judge by human standards. I judge no one. And if I do judge, my judgments are true because it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. Now, there's two kinds of judgments that Jesus talks about. The one is human judgment, where we just judge people compared to ourselves. We just judge people by our own opinion. And we say, I'm going to judge that person by my opinion and see how they compare to me and how good I am. And Jesus says, that's not the right judgment. You can't just use your own judgment. There's one kind of judgment, and it's God's standard. We judge compared to what God says. Now, you guys learned about Jesus, and what was this one? What did that one mean? Perfect, right? So if we use God's standard, Jesus was perfect. How many of us hold up to that standard? We're not perfect. We're not perfect. You see, Jesus says the purpose of the light, why did Jesus come into the world? To save. He came to save sinners. His purpose wasn't judgment. In John 3:16, here's how Jesus talks about it. John 3:16 and 17, he says, "For God loved the world in this way, that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Verse 17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." That was Jesus' purpose. That's why he came, was to save people. However, if you keep reading in verse 18, it says, "Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." This is the judgment. The light, Jesus, the light has come into the world. But here was the problem. People love darkness rather than light. Why do people love darkness? Because their deeds were evil. They love darkness because they're doing bad things. "For everyone who does evil hates the light and avoids it so that his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God." See, Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Jesus is, like we said, you guys, the light of the world, right? Now, if you guys are in somewhere in the darkness and you're doing something wrong, have any of you guys ever done something wrong before? If you're in the darkness and you're doing something wrong, what happens when somebody comes and turns the light on? All of a sudden, everybody knows what you're doing, right? See, that's what happened when Jesus came. Jesus showed up as the light of the world. He came to save everybody. But when the light came on, all the bad stuff people were doing, all of a sudden you could see it. So then Jesus goes on in John chapter 8 to tell us the witness of the light. If we keep reading now, in verses 17 and 18, Jesus says, "Even your law is written, the testimony of two witnesses is true." So Jesus says, here's the two witnesses. "The one who testifies about I am the one who testifies about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me." Now, in John chapter 1, there's a story that we heard about already. The guy named John the Baptist. You guys remember John the Baptist? All right, I'm going to choose. Who wants to come up here again and tell me really quick the story of John the Baptist? Anybody brave enough to do that? Benny, you want to do that? All right, where's Brant? Brant, come up here and tell us again. Here, I don't have a microphone. You can talk into the little one.
Okay.
What happened with John the Baptist?
So one day John the Baptist was baptizing people and Jesus came. And he said he wanted to be baptized. And so John baptized him. And when he was underwater, the clouds opened up. And God said, "This is my son. With him I am well pleased."
Yes, good job. Thank you. So here's what Jesus said. Jesus said there's supposed to be two witnesses. Jesus said, "I'm one. I've told you guys who I am." Who was the other person who told everybody who Jesus was? The Father, that's right. God himself said, "Jesus is my son, and I am pleased with Jesus." So that's who witnessed. That was the testimony who told us who Jesus was. And the very last thing that Jesus talks about in John chapter 8 is the importance of the light. The last thing he says in verse 19, they asked him, "Where is your Father?" And Jesus said, now this is really important. You guys have to hear this. Jesus told these people he was talking to, he said, you know neither me nor my Father. You don't know the Father. You don't know God. He says, if you knew me, you would also know my Father. So what Jesus is teaching us there is that we don't know the Father. It's only Jesus who really knows who God is because he and God are one. So only Jesus really knows. So what's the only way for us to know the Father? What's the only way for us to really know God? Through Jesus, right? We have to come to Jesus to really know God. And the way you guys learned that this week was the ABCs. You remember the ABCs? Okay, who can tell me what A stands for? Just shout it out. Admit to God that you're a sinner and repent. Good job, guys. What that means is we have to come to God and say, hey, guess what? I realize that I don't hold up to your perfect standard. I am a sinner and I don't deserve to be with you, God, because of the things I've done wrong. And then the B is what? Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That means we believe that Jesus is who he said he was and who God said he was. So we believe in Jesus. We believe that he's the only Son of God. And we believe that he has the power to save us. And then what's the C, guys? Confess your faith, Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. That means that I put my faith in Jesus. I say, yes, Lord, you are my Savior, you are my God, and I give my life to you. In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to God unless they come through me. By admitting that you're a sinner, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, and confessing your faith in him. So John 8:12 again, guys, what does it say? Jesus said,
I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness,
but will have the light of life. All right. Now I think they're going to come up for us right now and teach us our ABCs through a song. So you guys want to do your ABC song for us now? All right, come back up front.